Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's my favorite blues man, Robert Cray, bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Terry Jordy. She's Senior Executive Vice President and Chief of Staff at the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. I encourage you to go there and check that out, see what they've got going on, and find out some of the things that the independent banks are up against. Terry, thanks again for hanging out with us. The thing that I really, when I talk about banks and small businesses, I really think that the describing the landscape is, you got to say Wall Street and Main Street. That's what I say. Wall Street and Main Street. And community banks are on Main Street with small business owners. Big banks are, you know, basically, even though they may not be centered on Wall Street, they're all publicly traded. They all are beholden to Wall Street. And it seems to me, Terry, that Wall Street and Main Street are becoming sort of, mutually exclusive. Because, I mean, look at the stock market. The Main Street is still struggling just to keep itself out of a recession, and Wall Street's hitting new records.
Well, they're completely different industries. You know, I mean, Jim, let me give you a couple of numbers. Many people don't realize that there are still 7,100 chartered banks in this country, but only 12 of them control 70% of all of the banking assets in the country. Mm-hmm. If you think about that, you know, there is so much power in the hands of 12 bank CEOs to control 70% of all of the nation's assets, and that's really dangerous, and I'll tell you
why. Especially when we've got this attitude of too big to fail.
Absolutely, the banks
are too big to fail among the government and the regulators.
And what that means is that they're so interconnected that the failure of one of them will bring all of them down and everything under them, and we saw that happen. We saw that happen in 2008. They actually did fail, but they were too big for the government to allow that to happen because of the economic crisis,
so the government stepped in.
Absolutely, and had to bail them out with trillions of dollars of our taxpayer money.
And then when the recrimination came down from government on these guys to stop them from allegedly doing it again, those things rolled down to Main Street and made community bankers collateral damage, didn't they?
Well, sure, because, you know, that's why laws and regulations are passed, is to prevent, you know, the bad actors from continuing to do the bad things. So they pass the regulations, and all of that filters down to the entire industry, and people like me who just went to work every day and unlocked the door and tried to serve my community got, you know, boggled down with all of this regulation, and as a result, it's making it very difficult for community banks to even, you know, be able to cover all of those expenses of regulation and serve their communities at the same time. It's got to stop.
And folks, let me put some of this in perspective for you. The big banks got rich before 2008, and the Wall Street bonuses before 2008 was $120 billion in the year prior. I think it was 2007. In 2009, those numbers went down, but not by much. By 2010, those bonus numbers were back up to record levels, above $130 billion bonuses for the year. Meanwhile, out on Main Street, the regulations that have been imposed on banks, that have also been imposed on community banks, have squeezed the profit margin of the local banks to the point where if I wanted to start a new bank right now, I probably wouldn't, because I couldn't sustain the bank with those kind of profit margins.
No, absolutely. I mean, regulations have a disproportionate impact on community banks, and certainly need regulation, but it has to be proportionate to the size of the bank. If you look at a bank holding company like Citicorp, with 3,500 subsidiaries in 93 countries, they shouldn't have the same, or at least, you know, my bank with two branches
right.
shouldn't have had the same regulations as Citicorp with 3,500 non-bank subsidiaries all over the world.
Right,
just
exactly.
doesn't make sense. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. Well, the other thing that I think is important to point out, there are hundreds of counties, over 600 counties in the United States that are served only by community banks.
Yes,
so
if you start causing
community banks to not be able to provide those services, or the consolidation gets so bad and there are no new community banks, you could have a lot of Main Street folks not have access to any local bank installation.
Yes, that was part of the FDIC study
yep.
that they determined that even though community banks may not have a huge percentage of the total assets, they are in places where they are not being served by these great big mega banks.
That's right. That's exactly right. Main Street, and I'm talking about, folks, I keep coming back to Main Street America. Main Street America is not necessarily downtown Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Dallas. Main Street America is out where the caution lights are and the four-way stops are. That's Main Street America. And that's where small business is, the millions of small businesses. Terry, give us the website again, please.
Excuse me?
Your website?
Oh, ICBA.org.
Check it out, folks. We come back. I heard a term when I was at the ICBA convention that I had never heard before. I've heard of too big to manage, too cumbersome to regulate, too big to fail. I never heard too big to jail. We come back. I'm going to ask Terry what that means. 10 till the hour. Terry Jordy is our guest. She's with the Independent Community Bankers of America. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.